I think actually she did a fine job. She was at the helm during some very contentious times, tumultuous times in public education, lots of reform activity taking place. And she was very strong and very consistent in her positioning on that. And at that point, from a school board point of view, that's what we needed was consistency and a clear voice.
Were you surprised at all that she announced her resignation yesterday?
Not really surprised. I think the word on the street had been that it might have been time for her to move along. She had been there during the David Steiner, John King years, and oftentimes once the commissioner departs, then the chancellor is probably not going to be far behind.
Tim, why don't you tell us a little bit more about the regions, the inner workings of the regions, what they do, who they are, and how important are they?
Yeah, these are people who are elected by the legislature, and they represent judicial districts from around the state. Don't remember exactly how many of them are on there, but I'll say somewhere in the 16, 17 would be the number of regents. And they are people who are brought together to develop educational policy for the public and private schools throughout the state, as well as to develop regulations that have been that are required of them because legislation has been passed.
Are they an advisory board, or is their word the law?
Their word can be the law. Certainly, when they design regulations, and they go through a very rigorous process of public comment period and such, but when those regulations are approved by the Board of Regents, those are the things that we in the field have to live by.
Meryl Tisch was a supporter of the Common Core, which, of course, has been a very, very intense debate over the past few years in this state. A Siena College poll out yesterday showed the public not too in love with Common Core. What do you think?
Yeah, it is what it is. I do think that she was first and foremost a proponent of higher learning standards. She was very hardcore on that, on standards, on tough tests, on holding people accountable. She felt that those were things that needed to be in place for education to move forward. The Common Core, unfortunately, has become somewhat toxic as an identifier. And the Department of Education right now is up and running a survey asking people, anybody, parents, teachers, anybody, to review the standards as they exist today and tell us what you think. My hope is that we do some tweaking, we do make some minor course corrections, but we don't do a 180 and turn around.
The new legislative session begins in just over 2 months. Where do you see this debate going next year? Not just Common Core, but the whole education ball itself.
That's a really good question. The legislature has gotten involved in educational policy setting much more so than they've ever been before, for a variety of reasons. There's been a huge amount of dissatisfaction expressed by parents and teachers that has engaged the legislature and the governor. But the more that the legislature and the governor get into it, it seems as if we start being pulled in multiple directions. I really am hopeful that, and I've heard the majority leader of the Senate, John Flanagan, talk about, he wants to see the Board of Regents and the Commissioner of Education and the local policymakers, the boards of education whom I represent, really start taking the lead on this and have the legislature fill in the gaps where needed, but not to be overt and burdensome in what they do next session.